You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
These lines are filled with people who want to play some Rattle Off today. So let's start with Tony, who's the first one through today. Hi, Tony. Welcome to the show. What do you got going on today? Anything special?
Taking the one-year-old to a doctor's appointment.
Oh, fun. Oh, boy.
An ear? Is it an earache thing?
Maybe croup, maybe ear.
Ew, gosh. That all sounds horrible.
Might just be faking it just to get a lollipop. I don't know.
Been there, man. Been there.
A lollipop.
Well, take care, everybody.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Let's play some Rattle Off. Here's how this game works. For people who have just tuned in and they have no idea, we're going to give Tony a category, and then we immediately start a timer, and he has only 10 seconds to rattle off 5 examples of that category. Are you ready to do it?
I'm ready.
Now, here's one that we've been trying for a few days, and we can't seem to get a winner, and Jeremy and I think this one is pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
10 seconds, give us 5 movies starring Tom Hanks. 5 movies with Tom Hanks. Ready and go.
Turner and Hooch, Big, Castaway. Oh.
That's 3.
Apollo 13.
Time's up, buddy. Oh, no. You got 4. You got four.
No Forrest Gump, huh?
Toy Story.
No.
Toy Story.
We actually named our daughter after a character in Forrest Gump, and I don't know why I didn't know that.
Oh, no.
My wife is.
Did you name her Lieutenant Dan?
We did. We did.
That's awesome. That's a great name. That's adorable.
That kind of made my day. Tony, listen, thank you for trying, and I hope you have a great day, okay?
Thank you, guys.
See you later,
okay,
bud.
Bye-bye.
Man, that's a bummer.
I saw an article the other day where somebody had interviewed Tom Hanks, and they asked him to name his 3 favorite movies that he's done.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I'm curious. I mean, he is an American
treasure.
You'll bite. Right?
What was it?
So I looked at it, and the 3 that he picked that he says are his favorites of his movies are A League of Their Own.
Okay.
Castaway.
Yep.
And then he said Cloud Atlas.
I didn't see that one.
I had not even heard of that movie. Have you?
Yes, but I have not seen it.
Mm. He named it as one of his 3 favorites.
All right. Mm.
All right. Let's move on, shall we? Here comes Meg. Hello, Meg. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're good, Meg.
It's a great day, Meg.
I think I'm going to probably
try that Tom Hanks question every day until we get away.
We have to. It's been like 4 days now.
I think.
Well, don't waste your time seeing Cloud Atlas.
Oh, really? You didn't like it?
Oh, it's terrible.
Real.
What makes it so bad?
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't ask.
Oh, it's just terrible. If you want to just get over it, just watch it so you say you can, but otherwise I wouldn't waste my time.
Halle Berry's in that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it here.
Just remember, the true. That's the main quote that everybody said afterwards. The true. That's when you're telling the truth.
True. I wouldn't watch it because it's 2 hours and 52 minutes.
Oh, I've wasted time.
Wow.
All right. 66% on Rotten Tomatoes. IMDb is a 7.4.
Yeah.
Ho-hum.
Yeah.
Okay.
It says here, the story jumps between eras until each storyline eventually resolves, spanning hundreds of years.
Yeah, I'll stick with Toy Story.
Yeah. I agree.
I wonder if it might be one that I might like.
It's sci-fi. No. You're into all that space stuff.
Huh.
Don't do it.
Come on. Meg said don't do it.
What are you going to do, Meg, watch it and I come back and I say it was brilliant? Are you just going to think I'm an idiot?
I'll buy you a copy.
That's sweet.
That's the best I can do for you.
That's funny. I don't even drink coffee. I'd still let you do it. Why do you think Tom said it was one of his favorites?
Different out of his genre. Just differently, just totally out there. Like, just something you wouldn't pay.
How does it end?
No, shush.
I can't tell you these things.
I got to know.
I'll probably see.
No, can't tell you.
All right.
Let's play Rattle Off.
I'll ruin it for all your listeners.
No, we don't want to do that. You ready to play Rattle Off?
I sure am.
Okay.
Your letter is C as in cat. C. Okay. C as in Colorado.
So I have to name 5 things with the letter C?
just wait.
You wish.
I thought it was going to be like, that's too easy.
No, wait. There's
settle down.
But wait, there's more.
There is more.
Okay.
Your letter is C. Yesterday, I wanted five Colorado towns that start with B. Today, I want five Colorado cities or towns that start with C. Ready and go.
Centennial, Castle Rock. Oh, God, help us all. No, five towns that start with C? I don't know.
Pick yourself Colorado Springs.
That's like a biggie. Isn't there a Colorado City as well?
Crap.
Oh, crap.
Yes. No.
Crested
is
Butte.
There?
Commerce
Crested
City.
Butte.
Oh, Meg, there's so many.
God.
Commerce City. Go up
listen,
gambling in
listen.
Central City. Yeah.
I'm on my way to the hospital. I had five hernias removed. I'm on drugs. I never called these things.
Well, it's a good thing you're driving.
I'm not driving. My husband's driving.
Oh, okay.
He's
thank
like,
God.
What are you doing? I'm like, I'm just going to call the radio.
Five hernias.
I'm going to talk to my boys in the morning. You
that's
just drive
right.
the car and leave me alone with my boys, right?
That's exactly what I said. How'd you know?
Hmm.
Yeah, five hernias. Five hernias at one time.
What were you doing with five hernias?
How did that happen?
What caused that?
I'm not really sure. I think I had my gallbladder removed last year.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
I think when they removed my gallbladder, just like from the cameras going in, I think it just nicked something. And then when they went in to repair the big one, they found four other ones.
My I feel so bad for you. That sounds
that's
horrible.
I feel bad for me, too.
Yeah.
See? So I wasn't bad that I got two out of five.
No, it was still pretty bad.
Under,
it was really
under
bad.
The influence.
So
oh, come
what,
on,
what kind of drugs are you on? Meg?
Yeah.
What kind of drugs are you taking?
Good ones, it sounds like. What are you on, Meg?
Okay, hold on.
Oh, yeah, she's on a lot of heavy... painkillers, I think.
Meg, you're delightful.
Good
thank
luck,
you.
Meg. Man.
Thank you for being on the show with us. Hope you feel better soon.
Yep.
Here comes Chelsea. Chelsea, are you on any medication currently?
I am not.
No? Okay.
And I am driving, so it's a good thing.
Yeah, that right. is a good thing. Yeah, keep stay in your lane.
Where are you going?
I'm going to work.
What do okay. you do?
I manage an office for a roofing company.
All right. Roofing company. All right.
Yeah.
You're one of those people that we've talked about on the show before that your company relies on bad news for other people.
Mm-hmm. You love hail season.
Like you profit yeah. off of people's misfortune.
We do.
Yeah. I mean, think of how many businesses are like that. You know?
You know, I don't know, but when it hails, we sing.
I bet you do. You hear that side dancing.
When that should be your company slogan. Don't say the company because now that's some bad PR for you. But
put that on the side of your trucks, though, huh?
That would be a hilarious slogan for your business. When it hails, we sing. God.
That's big money.
I like your honesty, Chelsea. I'll tell you that.
Thanks.
You ready to play Rattle Off with us?
You know, I try to play in my car all the time and I'm really bad, but I'll try.
Let's do it.
Well, you know, we just go with the next one that's coming up, and this one that's coming up is really easy.
Okay.
It's really easy. In fact, I don't even know how we put this one on the list.
Oh, gosh.
It's almost fresh, like no saying...
So don't screw it up.
It's almost as easy as, like, five numbers between 1 and 10. It's not that bad.
If you get this wrong, you're going to feel really stupid.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to mess it up.
It's gonna. He may. You know, we're gonna say that your brain has hail damage if you don't. if you don't get this,
you're probably right.
All right, 10 seconds. I want you to imagine your nightstand next to your bed, right there. The nightstand next to your bed. We want five things one might keep on their nightstand. Ready, and go.
A lamp, tissues, water, phone charger, a snack.
Yeah, there would be a snack sitting there. A little Rice Krispie treat or something.
There is on mine.
Yeah, your nightstand's full of snacks, huh? Some goldfish.
She's just lying there in bed watching TV, putting a goldfish in her mouth.
He's like, I got a hankering for a granola bar.
Ain't no shame in my game.
Why don't you call us more often? You're fun.
We like you.
Oh, Sweet. I'll do it every day.
Well, now you've done it. Now you've done it, Dom.
I listen every day, but.
Well, we thank you for that.
That means a lot to us. It means an awful lot. Yeah, maybe not every day, but you can call, you know, like once a week and just check. Not for Rattle-Off, because you can only do that once every few months. But you
should
just call in at random times just to tell us what's going on in Chelsea's world.
And later today, why don't you send us a picture of your nightstand? I want to see all the snacks on it.
Just the wrappers.
Can you do that?
Probably. It'll just be
I can do that.
I want to see a picture.
And some on the floor.
Bag of Twizzlers.
Yeah, a little Leslie Crunch Bar wrapper that's on the floor. You're a hoot. Hey, listen, you're also a winner!
Good job.
Thanks, guys.
Hail yes.
We did accept snacks. So listen, hold on, and Josh will come and tell you about your melting pot certificate, okay?
Awesome, thanks.
You're welcome.
See you
Thank
later.
You for listening every day. That means the world to us.
All right.
That was a little too easy.
That's a good game.